I would like to learn. I looked upstairs, looked downstairs. I would like to learn with you the Chafetz Chaim's Psicha Tilchas Lashon Hara, starting from the Lavin, which, if you give me, please give me one of the small ones, I can tell people which page it is. And, Chaf Aleph. So, on page Chaf Aleph, this area, this section, besides being a treasure trove of Yediyas HaTaira, of many of the Mitzvah HaTaira, Yisaitis of the Mitzvah HaTaira, besides that, it's a Musar to be aware of the prevalence of the Nesiyonis that have to do with Lashon Hara, and I figured that at least for one time a year we could learn a little let's say for Chafetz Chaim, and it's Hashem, I want to get to Chochmas Adam maybe after Yom Tov.
What was it, bait and switch?
Bait and switch, yeah, yeah. That's
called.
Yeah, we're talking about Kuzdit Chai Adam already, so it's a Chochmas Adam. Gewaldig. Yeah. So here, you need your glasses, Matthew. So we'll try to get bigger ones for next time. Okay, let's start from the Lavin. The Chafetz Chaim counts the Lavin, the Assays, and the Klolois that are involved in speaking Lashon Hara. I'd like to be Magdim two Nekudas. First of all, the Chafetz Chaim, in his will, left his Svarim to his children, with the exception of the ones that sell well, with the exception of the Mishnah Berurah and the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Those, he said, belong to Klal Yisrael. There's no copyright on it. I mean, I think his son-in-law did do some of the reprinting, and somebody, for the older gentlemen. So these Sfarim belong in, I guess, in a separate category. Chafetz Chaim saw them as Sfarim that are meant to be part of the part of Klal Yisrael's drive, constant listening to, learning, etc. The second thing, Rav Palm used to mention that the Chafetz Chaim was really into Ikvas Hid Mashiach. His real theme of his life was preparing for Mashiach's coming. As you know, he had a Kol Kochim in Radin, which they prepared for learning Hilchas Kachim. Rav Chaim used to say that the Chafetz Chaim saw in Shmiras HaLashon a tikkun for the chait of the Sinas Chinam that brought about the Chorban Bayis Sheni. In Shmiras HaLashon, he writes about it. Shmiras HaLashon is a separate sefer for Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So Chafetz Chaim had the halachis, and Shmiras HaLashon is mostly the Musar. And he saw in it a preparation for Yemaisa Mashiach, and that was, I guess, one of the motivating factors that Chafetz Chaim had in writing the Svarim. Now here, as you can see, on the top is the Chafetz Chaim, the body of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the bottom, Be'er Mayim Chaim, is the Pirish, both written by the Chafetz Chaim. Here he counts the Lavim that could be involved in Lashon Hara. They're not always involved, but the maximum 17 lavim that a person could be over when he speaks Lashon Hara under various circumstances. And Aleph is naturally the one which is the most direct, Hilchas Lashon Hara. Meragel b'chaveiroi. Literally, meragel means someone who goes walking about his friend, walks around talking about his friend. Don't go, now Rachel literally means a traveling salesman. Don't go around as a traveling salesman about your friend. Ezel Rachel. Zeshatayin devarim, vahaylech mizelezeh. He loads himself with news, and he goes from one person to the other. The vaymer, kach omar ployni alecha. Kach v'kach shamati al plaini shu asalach al pishu emes hariz emachri v'sa'ilam. Now this is part of the churbin of the olam, is when people go around saying negative things, drumming up a lot of a lot of negative animosity between people. Now, you have to realize that what we're talking about is not an occasional thing. It's the halach yelech of life in America. The halach yelech of life is the criticism, certainly in our current political climate. Just about everything that they say is lashon, would technically be lashon hara, even if it was true. I don't know if it's true, but just about every statement is technically lashon hara. I don't think, in my understanding at least, is that in a society that keeps lashon hara, you couldn't have book reviews or movie reviews, presumably even that for other reasons. But you can have a review that says something nice. You can choose the good books and talk about it in a positive way. And maybe, the books that are not reviewed, Bechlal Lavata Shemeyahen. But generally, things that we take as a matter of conversation in the Halach Yelech of the world is it falls under Rechilos Lashon Hara.
Can you explain why the Sfara was the Afa Pishu Emes?
So there are two aspects to Afal Pi Shehu Emes. It's known from the first time you learn Lashon Hara about Hilchos Lashon Hara in school that Lashon Hara is even if it's true. If it's false, we call that Maisi Shamra, and if it's true, we call it, and that's, always that someone says, but it's true. Yeah, it's true, but it's Lashon Hara. So it means that if you have a negative experience with somebody, and over dinner you tell your wife about it, or your wife tells you about it, so then you have a number of these isurim that you're being over. If it's only, we're going to have cases where it's muta to say lashon hara l'tayeles, but tayeles has to be a practical tayeles. Just so you should know who you're dealing with, that's not, unless there's a reason to know who you're dealing with. But otherwise, many of the experiences that people relate at the end of a normal day, when they come home, the normal experience that people would naturally relate, much of it falls under the category of Lashon Hara, and people are not, unless you're very in tune to it, it's very, very difficult, very, very difficult to deal with, and you have to be in tune on top of it. I was fortunate enough to have a Shachister of Palm. Now, I'm going to bring you in, remind me, I have an incredible index card that Rav Palm left behind. I asked his son if I could read it Barabim. I meant it to Navishir. And he called me back afterwards. He said, you can describe it, but don't read it. It's Rav Palm wrote to himself one day when he was Nichshol in Kabbalah Lashon Hara. I believe that after. I have it put away. I'll bring it in. I never gave it out. No. I don't think I ever gave it to anybody. But anyway, so there's a certain sensitivity. I'm sure I'm not fully in tune to it anyway. But, when we have, a meeting in yeshiva and they want to fund something, they say, go to him, and someone says, he never gives, that's Lashon Hara. Somebody would say, we can't go to him. It would be good enough. Say, he never gives. There's certain things that are Lashon Hara, and people are not aware of it, and it's something that requires tremendous awareness. You're wasting your time. Okay. You say he has his tzedakahs that he gives to him.
Yeah. Who to collect from and who not to collect.
All right, so not everybody's before you to give you money. It's, okay. Rabbi Chanan,
what? When it says Afal Pi Shehu Emes, it must be that it's because of the intangible thought, the mean spiritedness of it.
It's not because it's mean, it's because the result is horrible. I could mean it in good spirits. I could tell you, you think your uncle's your friend? He's not your friend. You should know what he tells you behind, talks to his house behind your back. I can mean it, I don't mean it mean spirited. I mean it in a nice way. I'm just warning you. But the Torah says that you're not supposed to do that. You don't do that. If you're doing business with him, he's cheating you, I have to tell you, but not if it's just something which is, which makes machlaikas. Now, Rabbi Chanan, in the Kaivitz Mamorim, has a piece about Lashon Hara. The way I understand what he's saying, he says Lashon Hara is never emes. He calls the Chafetz Chaim. Lashon Hara is not emes, is what he says. Chafetz Chaim says Lashon Hara is emes. My understanding is that Lashnara is not emes because when you say something over, you don't give it over with all the pratim. You don't give it over with all the pratim. You tell somebody, you know, he said something mean about you, but you don't explain that, you know, that the circumstances were such and such. He didn't, you know, it could be that something which is factually true is not true about the personality that you're saying it about. So that, very often things are not said over accurately. So that was a big kasha that we had. How in Tanakh is Lashon Hara? Which is a big kasha. Like, why should I know the 10 Shvatim sold Yosef? That's terrible. Why are they telling me? What? So Rav Yaakov writes, there's no Lashon Hara on the dead. Isn't that an incredible thing? Yaakov, I found it. Yeah, but the dead, nobody wants to talk. Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov writes, there's no Beinon Lachaveri doesn't apply to dead people. There's this Maitzi Shemra on dead, which was a Cherim, but there's no Issa Lashon Hara on dead people. That's right.
I heard the children.
Heard
the family.
Then there's a problem. But if you're going to tell me that the Shvatim sold Yosef, it's not going to hurt the children. I mean, So that's the answer that's usually given. I say, how could the Torah say? It's about the bigger tailless. I agree. But that means that if you have someone who's learning it and not taking a tailless from it, he's ever in a sederaisa. So somebody who sits down and learns it has to take tailless from it. The information could be given with tailless, but each time a person receives it or receives a new thing of information, you have to take it with tailless. So, you know, Eli didn't raise his kids properly. So yeah, you have to take a lesson from it. You know, did you know that? Did you know Eli?
Okay.
Because it's hard to give it over precisely. That's Rabbi Chanan's. It doesn't change anything, but it's just his extra nekuda. It's like the Taz that says by a hesped you're allowed to exaggerate a little. The Taz says Mali Sheker Rav Mali Sheker Mat. Yeah, most people are a little better than you give them credit for. Everyone judges people based on their own experiences, and the people are not the same. Anyway, so that's the idea, at least a second idea, the Rabbi Chanan's idea in this regard. Now, the Chofetz Chaim goes on, Yesh avayin godlo mizeh ad ma'id, for Lashon Hara. Besides Rechilus, there's an aveiro called Lashon Hara. Now, what's the difference? V'hu b'chlal lav zeh, v'hu ha'mesaper b'gnus chaveiroi. Say something negative, al pishaymer emes. What's the difference in Rechilus and Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is when I say something derogatory about someone. I say he's a creep, there's something derogatory about him. Rechilus is when I tell you that your uncle doesn't like you, or your uncle is telling people not to shop in your store. It might be a gnus, it might not be a gnus, but the point is that I'm telling it to you that it's something which is going to cause you to have animosity to him. The Chofetz Chaim writes, the gedor of Rechilus is if the person would be standing here, whether you would say it also. Now if he's standing, you hate him, you would say it. But it means if you have two friends, and one says another someone else, how do you describe it to the second person? If the first person would be standing here, would you say it? If it's something that creates machloikis, typically you would. So this is the first lav, leiselech rachel ba'amecha. There's no Beferish Shalav, don't speak Lashon Hara. No, Beferish Shalav, don't speak Lashon Hara. Where is this brought in Shulchan Aruch, Isuri Lashon Hara? Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch itself, it's left out. All Dinei Lashon Hara are left out of Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avram, at the end of Kufnun Vav, has a long Magen Avram, all the things that, not all, but many, many of the things that were left out of Shulchan Aruch. He has a long list, and in there, he lists Lashon Hara.
The Rambam brings it.
My good friend Rav Zev Smith said he once spoke, he speaks in one of the shuls in Baruch Park Sunday morning as a well-attended shir. He once spoke about Lashon Hara. He says an old European Shiid came over to him afterwards. He said, Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim made it up. He said, Ken Nizan, Ich bin gewein in daheim, the Ravot geret Lashon Hara, and the Metate geret Lashon Hara, my Zayde geret Lashon Hara, Chofetz Chaim made it up. That's what he said. He meant it. If don't say Lashon Hara now, be careful. The internet fixed that up already. It's all so taken care of. At any rate, it's serious stuff to try at least once to withhold, to restrain yourself from Lashon Hara. Now that is the Beferish Lav. In Beis, he counts a second Lav, which is a Drasha. A Lav that's Beferish in the Torah is counted in the Tariag Mitzvahs. A Drasha is not counted. There are more than Tariag Mitzvahs say they're Reisa. The mitzvahs say that are not beferish in the Torah. Nisach HaMayim is a mitzvah deraisa. It's not one of the Tariag mitzvahs. Pouring the water in the, at the base of Sha'eva in the mitzvah deraisa. It's not one of the Tariag mitzvahs. It's not beferish in the Torah. Nisach HaMayim, yeah. So, there are many that are drashas. Nisach HaMayim happens to be totally on Hashem HaSinai. There's a remez in the Torah. Va'iver nami amisaper ayamakabel belav deloy sisa shema shav. Literally, don't take God's name for nothing. Bikari bay nami leisashi. I think. Bikain lav zeh kaila lishneim. Does someone have the kudos on it? Bikari bay nami
leisashi.
Leisashi. Leisashi means don't make it be carried. I'm not sure what the, you know what the grammatic, don't cause to be carried. Lav zeh kaila. What? Yeah, that's for the chirik. That yud is a chirik yud, I think. So, now the example of this, if you look in the bottom, in Ber Mayim Chayim Beis, listen to this. Kein yisa lehedya b'psachon kuf yud ches, hain sham. Kein kosa b'rambam lehedya b'per chafav mechasen etron lachazayim v'zel l'shaynayim. Now listen to this. Asa l'dayin shayishma divrei baldin kaidim shiyavei baldin chaveirai. Now that I listen to one side before the other side comes, Shanema is Hisa Shema Shav, Bachlalav Zeas Harlem, Makabal Lashon Hara, Misapa Lashon Hara. And included in this is Lashon Hara, to hear one side of a dispute. Chekosav Gam came, Balashon Hazeh Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shaloi, Mitzvah Reish Pei Aleph, skipping the parentheses, Uposhetu, the Lav Zeh Kaila Lafilu Lashon Hara, Derech HaEmes, now the Chavetz Chaim sees in this, Dayan is not listening to one side without the other. He sees it in an example of Lashon Hara, Sanhedrin. Dayan's not allowed to listen, even if it's true. Why is it shav? Because you're telling him to believe something he shouldn't. I'm mishum shatar yard lo save dasa mesaper. Give mishum mesaper tenais shalai b'fnei baldin. Yev shalai yard by b'seicha. Thomas devar of davar shein enu emes. So these are the two parts where the Rabbi Chanan comes in. If it's true, it's lashon hara. And always there's a mixture of not true, says the Chafetz Chaim, because the example of one baldin saying things without baldin chaveirai standing there, one thing is basically what he's saying is true, and then when the person against him is not there, so Mela he's going to stretch the truth, he's going to say something a little more. So this is the example. Now Gemara also says that after a din Torah, you have a din Torah, the litigants go out, the three vote, and they pass him. So let's say two voted one way and one voted the other way, even 23. The one who voted on the losing side is not allowed to say to his person, you know, I was on your side, but, you know, I was outvoted. I understood your taina, but I was outvoted. You're not allowed to say it. So I have this problem. I'll tell you my problem. What? They can explain the reason, but they don't explain. They explain the reason for the psak, not the reason for the dissenting view. The Supreme Court prints out a dissenting opinion, but not a bezdin. A bezdin speaks in one voice and gives out a psak. And everybody signs a psak, even the miyut. The psak has to come from everybody. They're not obligated to, but it says that if they see that there'll be that the person will have a reason to suspect that seems not fair, then they have to explain it. So I once had it in Torah, and somebody came to me later. He said, "Why'd you believe him? You didn't believe me. It was my word against his." So I explained to him. I could see it was my word against his. I told him, "I didn't believe you. I didn't believe him. It's your word against his word. He's the Muhzik. You didn't lose because I didn't believe you. You lost because it's your word against his word, and he's the Muhzik. So he wins." So you explain things when the person comes with a logical taina, then you're supposed to explain. Now tell me if this is Lashon Hara. I have a problem with the yeshiva. When boys come to the yeshiva, to come to my class, so they go to the Vinal. So the Vinal doesn't want to reject anybody. So he tells the person always, "Okay, we'll discuss it with the committee." Who's the committee? You know, Belsky's not here anymore. And, it's the committee. So boys come to me. Now, I personally believe you give everyone a chance. I mean, if he's normal, you give a guy a chance. And, the Manal, he's really right. He says that's not how you build up a yeshiva. You build up a yeshiva by, somebody has to be able to sit. If you find out he can't sit more than an hour, what are you going to do? So the boys come to me. You know, it comes out. I'm a softie, you know. It comes out that, that it wasn't me. It was the other guy. I don't know. Like, what am I supposed to say? I'm just not tough. What am I supposed to say to a person? Yeah, so, I don't know.
Before the Rav finishes the series of Shurim, Rav should have to explain what we're supposed to say. Legitimate information is
just... What we're going to get is a parak on Lashon Hara L'Tayelas. It's a very big favor. One of my good friends in the shul, many years ago when his son was dating, he called me and he says, "You better explain yourself." I said, "What happened?" He said, "Well, such and such was read to my daughter." We said, "Okay." And he said, "Who can we call?" It was read to my son, the son davened yesterday, he's married today, but he davened it. It was read to my son, and they said they're going to call you. And then 10 minutes later, they call back, they say they're not interested. "What did you do? You messed up the shenach." I said, "I'll tell you the truth." He called me, he asked me if your son would wear preferably a shtreimel, but at least a bekesha. I said, "No way." He said, "Okay, finished. That was the end of the story." So when he heard that, he said, "Okay. I'm like you, you know. Sometimes shidduch information, it's a favor to tell people, don't waste your time. If that's what you're looking for, you know, then don't waste your time. And, you know, it depends. It depends on the circumstance. Okay, so at any rate, I hope we learned enough to avoid Lashon Hara for the next 24 hours. Tomorrow night we pick up, we're only up to two lavim, imagine. Well, by the time we finish this, we're not going to be saying any Lashon Hara.